Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barber. With me is Naomi Clark. She came ninth in our last contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go check out her pictures at venusindex.com. So, Naomi, let's get back into what we were just talking about and how you found our site through, I guess, Bobby or Roberta on MyFitnessPal, is it?
Yeah, so I was on MyFitnessPal for maybe 8 months before I was just looking at the community and I saw California Girl on MyFitnessPal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought that she looked incredible, especially for the ages she is.
Mm-hmm. I think she looked good for any age.
Well, exactly. But, like, the fact that, you know, a lot of women try to put that whole thing out there that, you know, after 30 you can't get fit,
right.
You can't gain mm-hmm. muscle, mass, this and that. So, you know, and I knew that that wasn't true, but, you know, I'm also in my 30s, you know, and I was a gymnast in my early childhood, and I was always someone with more muscle. But then, you know, during my teens and stuff like that, I didn't work out like I used to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always stayed in shape, but I was never my best shape mm-hmm. as an adult, mm-hmm. you know, and I wanted to get there and I knew I could get there. So, you know, seeing her get to that level and say that it was because of a program, you know, I looked it up and did some research on my own and I saw that you guys had a contest and I missed the contest. Actually, when I first looked it up, I missed that contest. So I waited until closer to this contest
and, oh, I
cause that's
okay.
how I wanted to start. Mm-hmm. Right? And then I signed up and, you know, I did VT7, so.
So the rest is history. So, and so you said you liked the idea of shape, or was it the shape that you liked there, or like how?
The guidelines with having the measurements, mm. you know, and specifics for your height and having it be in shape. I like that a lot better than, oh, you know, this is how much you should weigh or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because weight means nothing. You know, I gained a pound. That's mm-hmm. what I ate at 1,100 calories, and I mean, I really did. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't cheat hardly at all, only like a few times in the whole 12 weeks. I didn't miss one Venus Index workout the entire 12 weeks. You know, I didn't miss a couple cardio workouts, but, you know, I didn't, that didn't have to be for sure. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, I gained a pound, you know?
Yeah, so. Well, yeah, I know, but it just the shape is so much better.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
Were
it doesn't
you surprised
matter
at
about
that?
Weight. Well, you know, I was talking to a trainer of mine and, like, a friend of mine who's a trainer, and, you know, I told him, I'm eating at this deficit. How do I gain weight? You know, because I should have at least lost some weight, you know, and he thought that that was kind of odd, too, but he's like, you must have just gained muscle. So mm-hmm. I guess that's what it was. I just recompositioned my body and maybe gained some muscle, hopefully.
I was going to say, this is probably the most obvious example of recomp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, improved shape, weight. You know, a pound gainer, you know, it's probably not really a gain. It's probably just a push. Like, because we all go up and down a couple pounds a day, right? So mm-hmm. for all intents and purposes, we could say your weight didn't change, but your composition changed. So that's a good example of recomp right here.
Well, I think I'm going to get a DEXA scan in August because I'm going to do the phase two. And then I'm going to get a DEXA scan in August, and I want to see where my body fat is, because that's how I want to measure it as well, too, right?
Why, did you do one this time?
No, I didn't. I didn't. It's too expensive here in Canada to do it before and after, so I just wanted to wait and see. I know that I must have lost some body fat, mm-hmm. so I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still 1 inch away on my hips and 1 inch away on my waist from BI. Mm-hmm. So hopefully when that comes, I'll have lost enough body fat and, you know, hip and waist.
Well, the hips though that's just the midpoint. I don't know if it's clear in the manual. The waist or the hip thing is just a general rec, like the middle range. There's no perfect VI waist hip.
Oh. Okay, but the golden thing is the actual waist.
It's waist to shoulder. It's waist to shoulders is the golden thing. It's just like it's the same for the guys, like except for the waist is a different spot. The hips thing, in all the research we found, it was the ratio from waist to hip was like 0.7, or the inverse 1.42. So whatever it is, but that's just the mid range. All the research shows that a little bit hippier or a little less hippier both seem to look okay. Like there's no
There's
I,
no
look,
have to
okay.
be.
When you poll a bunch of people who look at images with more hippie or less hippie, it's everyone thinks it all still looks good, so it's just a preference. Whereas
So it's just the weight.
the waist really converges to sort of this spot. You know what I mean? But the hips can be, you know, like Beyonce or Sofia Vergara just are never gonna have smaller hips. But it
No, no.
doesn't mean they look bad, right?
Now, for different, like, is this across the board in all different nationalities? Because isn't some nationalities have a different structure or something?
What do you mean structure?
Well, you know, don't some nationalities, like Spanish people, tend to have like body types that are somewhat different?
A more dramatic waist to hip ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
So
it.
is it different for them or no, when it comes
Well,
to
yeah,
this
if you. Well, I don't
aspect?
know. If you. I don't know, because it's hard to. I think that might be a stereotypical image we have, that some of them have
Yeah.
more. Kind of like a. You mean like the Penelope Cruz kind
Like
of
what?
body look, sort of
Well,
thing?
yeah, like so, like I mean, they even say it in South America, right? Like
Yeah.
Cuban girls say, you know, this is what we usually look like. You know, Brazilians tend to be this way, you know, and that kind of thing, right? So I was just wondering if that makes a difference because, you know, there's
Though I
the
think the
ones that come to
waist
your
is
lap.
consistent. That's okay. Well, yeah, kind of what you're saying. The waist is consistent, but
Across the
the
board.
degree of waist to hip changes.
Okay.
So it's.
So yeah. I mean, 24-40 for me, I don't know if I want to go that low, but I think 25 for me would be, I would be very happy if I could get to 25
What
and quit.
waist?
Yeah.
Oh,
Like, I
yeah.
don't know if, yeah.
Yeah.
Going under 25 for me, I don't really need to. It makes clothing very difficult to find, being in a half size like that, 24 and a half. You know, it just seems like a little too crazy for me. But 25, you know, that's pretty awesome.
And a half and a half inch and a half inch on the whole circumference is negligible.
Yeah.
It's like visually that's just so little, that's just such a little bit visually. So it's even being an inch away is it's
Pretty
visually
good.
almost the same. It's
I
really.
hope it's pretty good because I worked really hard for
Oh no, yeah. I mean,
that.
within an inch is essentially there. Like it's, I suppose the theory is that you fluctuate around that number. I don't know. It's again, it's not like a. I mean, yeah, your figure's great. It's not like it. It's not like if you never come down another inch, like it kind of doesn't matter at this point. Like it's a preference too. It's like if you like where you are, just leave it.
Okay.
That's the other thing
So it's
we were
not.
concerned about, and I don't know if this even enters your mind, like the we don't want people to obsess about hitting that exact number. It's just a
Oh.
convergence point.
Yeah, because sometimes when I'm looking at people's blogs, because I blogged every week as well, and that was a lot of fun, you
Oh,
know,
did you?
keeping.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I blogged every week, and you know, looking at other ladies' blogs, I've noticed that people are very serious about getting exactly to their VI. You know, and it does sometimes seem like people put way too much pressure on themselves to get to that exact, especially the shorter ladies, because it seems like they can't even reach it because they have a shorter waist. You know, and for them to be so driven to get to that exact measurement, it's, you know, it should be a bit of a slide, you know, a half inch here and there. You hit it, you don't, you know, different times of the month, this and that. It shouldn't be a direct thing where I must be at my VI waist constantly, all the time. You know, it's so much pressure.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, and that
There's
was
no
the
need for that.
well, that was our apprehension when we first launched the
Yeah.
program. We were wondering, and I think I've said this before, like we actually had the VI concept before the guys concept. It started with women, but we just never
Oh,
did
really?
anything with it because we thought, "Oh man, this is awesome." Then we thought, "Oh no, this is terrible because we're just giving women something even worse to obsess about instead of weight." So we kind of just put on the shelf for a while, and we figured out there was a ratio for guys, pursued the guys thing, and then we got feedback with women that were following our guys program, at least our information, and they're like, "Hey, when's the girls one coming out?" And so we put it out, and we're like, "Well, it's either gonna work or it's gonna be awful." Like, but I still think shape is better than weight. It's like,
Way better.
yeah.
Way better. Because a lot of girls have been saying to me, wow, you know, I got to stop obsessing about weight because look at you. You know, you weigh way more for your height than I would have thought. You know, and I'm like, great. But, you know, it's like,
In those exact words,
I'm.
way more.
No, but the thing is that's how women look at it. But it's
Yeah.
funny because, you know, they don't mean it as an insult at all.
Yeah,
But
no,
they
I
just can't
understand.
believe that, wow, you can weigh that much and you can be close, you
Yeah.
know, and look good still, right? And that's the thing. I've never obsessed about weight because I always weighed more. You know, I've always had more muscle, and I have, you know, medium bone structure, and, you know, that's just how my body's built.
Yep.
And you just have to accept it, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, oh, so okay, so tell me that. So did that? I mean, like you say, you've accepted, but did VI help you accept it a bit more,
well,
understanding it's a shame?
VI was like, okay, to get to your VI, it's probably going to be 124 pounds, right? And I'm like 135 around. So it was like, oh, okay, I'm way off, you know, if it comes to weight. Like, I should be around this and that. I should be losing 6 or 7 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
And then I gained a pound, and I was like, oh, great. You know, but then when I took my measurements, especially my shoulders, I'm really surprised that I lost 2 inches off my shoulders. And it didn't even seem like that happened. You know, like I was doing so much lifting with my shoulders. I thought for sure, oh no, I'm going to get big shoulders because I have square shoulders. So I was like, I'm going to gain, like, all these exercises with the shoulders, I'm going to get bigger shoulders.
No.
And then I took measurements, so I was like, wow, lost 2 inches. Sweet.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, I guess this is, you're probably one of the most dramatic examples of recomposition. Like, and which people ask about it, but it's like, it's hard to, there's no one to point at. Be like, look, that's a different shape, same weight. And that's, this is good because it's interesting. And again, the range, like, we don't know what people are going to weigh. We don't know any of that stuff. All we know is everyone can get close to or hit the measurements. And it's just, like you said, based on base muscle mass structure, you're going to get to those measurements at your sort of unique body comp, at a unique number. The other thing is you can probably get close to that number with different composition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And less body fat.
Yeah.
You know, like
less
body
or
fat
more.
Will change things as well.
Yeah, less know? Or more depending on how you store it.
Yeah.
So so 100 girls at your height at VI will probably end up with 100 different, like, body composition measurements. Like, we'd end up someone with slightly more muscle, someone slightly less. Like, no one's going to really look the same.
You know what would be a nice thing is putting that on pictures. You know, when you publish the aftershots of ladies,
putting
you know, their, you know, what their height is and that kind of thing, so that you can, so that ladies can see, you know, oh, these are all girls at 5'6", and, you know, they all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, one of our long-term ideas was to have like a database, and we were going to play off of the word phi, like the golden ratio, and call it phylogeny, and actually have a database of height, and then you just click on the height, and everybody we have at that height with their pictures, we'd have, it would open up for all the 5'6". How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Yeah, so all the people at 5'4", your picture and everyone else we have would be in there with before and afters and measurements. So like all the 5'4s are in a section, and then all the 5'5s and 5'6s. And we would just slowly populate it till, you know, so the next newbie who comes in who's 5'4 can click on all the 5'4s and see what people at 5'4 look like at different VIs.
Exactly, and then that makes it less stressful for them because they can see, oh, look, that girl looks a lot like what I look like. That's what I could look like. Instead of, oh, okay, look at this girl. She looks incredible, you know. I'll never get to that.
Yeah. Or you find out she's like 5 inches taller than you.
Exactly. And, you know, you're freaking out thinking there's no way I could ever get to that. Yeah. And, you know, I think it would really help with women's body image because that's something I've seen a lot in this forum, but everywhere, obviously, is women really shooting themselves in the foot with the bad attitude of their own body. You know, and it makes me so sad because it's really a mind game. That's the thing. So for my specific thing through this whole thing was keeping my mind, you know, because it is difficult to eat at that kind of deficit. It is difficult to go to the gym consistently all the time, but it's really hard to keep your mind in the game, you know, and be like, every morning I woke up, you know, and I say the same thing to myself every day. You know, have you read Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief? Bruce Lipton?
No.
The Biology of Belief?
No.
It's an incredible book, and it's based on the science of perception being able to influence your genetics and your DNA. And perception has a huge influence on it. You know, so I'd wake up in the morning and I would just say a couple things to myself and I would just visualize my body at 40, 25, 35, you know, and just see it and believe it, you know, and then nothing else. You know, not, oh, look, I'm this, I'm that, you know, oh, I ate this, I didn't stick with my calories, you know, oh, I ate like one peanut, you know, like that kind of thing, you know, the constant negative, like, thought processes all the time going, mm-hmm. you know, the critic in your head, because that's the hardest part, because the closer you get, it's almost like more the critic comes, you know, the more you try, the more you're in the gym, the more that critic's in the back of your head. Because now you're really trying. So now you're really looking at your body in that critical way, you know. But that doesn't help because you're not going to get where you want to be.
Yeah, you got to be careful as soon as you take an active role in trying to change your body. And yeah, it's one thing to look at yourself and be critical, but not doing anything about it. But then once you start doing something about it, now you're not only critical of how you look, but you're critical of how well you're doing to change that look. So there's like two levels of criticism.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because really that if you let that go or try to let that go, it's amazing how much quicker your body will respond because our body responds to what we say. So if we say constantly to ourselves that we're chubby, that we're fat, that we have bad asses, this kind of thing, then our body will give us exactly what we ask for and what we're visualizing.
Yeah, I think you're talking about a bit of the self-sabotage thing, too. You basically manifest what you think.
Yeah, and if you see yourself as, you know, looking super great, then all of a sudden you'll look super great, and everybody will tell you you look super great, and it's like, wow, I look super great, you know? And it's just, it's the opposite. It's getting up in the morning and being like, look, wow, I'm seeing change, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and it's positive reinforcement, but it's so hard to actually do it and believe it. It's one thing to say it, and the mantras and all that, but it's actually believing it that is the hardest part, you know, but it really helps because I really think that is something that really helped me is keeping my mind there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's the whole thing's mental. The actual getting the work done, we're all physically capable of getting the work done in the gym and we're all physically capable of you know, the eating part is, we can do it. We can choose to eat at a certain caloric level. It's like all of it's doable. It's all up in your head if you're actually going to get it done. So okay, so talk more about the community. Did you have any like specific people? Like, did you talk to anybody specifically, or did you just blog, or like how that? I know you guys all have things going
and,
on.
I blogged, and people would leave comments. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's the ladies that have been there a long time, like Naomi. Mm-hmm. She was happy to meet another Naomi, you know, and Bobby. And there's a few other people that have been there a long time, you know, past winners of the contest and things like that. They're always there, which is awesome for everybody. And then, you know, there's the ladies that are always on the forum, you know, and they keep a presence. And I think that that's really helpful for them to keep themselves on track, but it's also really nice for me because that's another thing. It really helped to keep on track for them too, you know. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I want to kind of drift, and then I'd be like, oh, you know, this week I have to say this, and I don't want to be telling everybody that I didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna go to the gym, you know, or I'm just gonna add another workout, or I'm not gonna eat something that I shouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that helps keep you accountable because you want to help them too, you know, and you want to be able to be the one that's inspirational and also, you know, be there for everybody else, you know. So I think that is a really good community. And, you know, there's like, this is a very serious program, you know. We're doing things in this program that many people don't think you can do, you know. Like for me, I never thought that you could eat at under 1,200 calories and it'd be okay. At any time, for any length of time. I had no idea that you could do that without, and work out and everything, without it being a problem.
Oh, so you had the 1,200 calorie lower limit thought in your head, eh?
Yeah, like many people do, you know, and like everyone tries to tell me all the time, and while I was eating 1,100 calories the entire time, and how men will always tell me, when are you going to stop? When are you going to stop? Are you sure you want to keep doing this? You know, it's so funny how men are the ones to tell you, oh, you don't need to keep going, you know, and it's like the funniest thing that it's always men. You know, just to let you know, it's my choice when I decide to stop. Okay,
so not yours. Okay, so talk about that, like the type of social, like feedback you got.
I mean, people were all very supportive, but it's just funny how, it's men that are not really of the opinion that matters, but just they're always so worried that you're going to get too strong, that you're going to show too much muscle. And, I never thought that I'd encounter this with like men in general, but it seems like they're very afraid that you're not going to be like when you say you're lifting heavy and stuff, how afraid they are that you're going to get masculine. And they're and oh, well, that you're supposed to do lots of reps and low weight, right?
Well, they're you
No.
know why though? They're probably projecting like the one real masculine looking fitness girl that they can think of in their head, and they're hoping you don't lose your femininity and turn into that. So
Exactly. And
yeah,
it's,
but they're just saying it to you in a real awkward way. You know,
I know, but it's
they're
just
just like
funny.
they're trying to say don't turn into a man because you look good the way you are.
Totally. But they don't get it. It's so impossible to get like that. You know how hard it is to grow a little muscle?
Oh,
Seriously.
I
Like a
know, and
tiny, a baby muscle. Like, they don't even get it. It's like,
yeah.
I work out all the time. I lift so heavy, and I barely see my muscle definition in my arm,
Yeah. Well, and yeah, and you have a totally feminine look, and it's so hard to, and I mean that in a good way. Like you have a great look, but the like they I know what they're thinking when they say that, but the type of person they're thinking of is likely on drugs. Like,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
yeah.
There's some sort of enhancement of some
Oh
sort,
yeah, they're probably imagining a girl at the gym who's like totally turbo, and it's probably on some sort of anti-estrogen as well as maybe an androgen. Like that's who they're thinking, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're not going to turn into her." But they don't get that. They probably likely don't get that that girl's probably enhanced, and that's why she looks so masculine,
Exactly.
and that without any. And I don't mean like taking supplements and stuff like that. That's not. I mean like actual. Either blocking a female hormone or taking a male hormone is how girls really end up looking clearly, obviously, how they look masculine. And that's how they build exceptional muscle and get ridiculously lean and where they have like men caliber ripped legs where you can see like all the divisions of muscles in their legs. Like that's not right. Women aren't supposed to have genetically anyways, they can't do that without blocking estrogen in their legs.
Yeah, and I think it's just one of those heavy lifting myths, right? It's the same thing with the calories. You can't eat that low of calories, you're gonna die. And I gained weight. You know what I mean? So obviously not. And intermittent fasting. It's I used to fast. I used to do the whole fasting for what is that called? Getting rid of toxins.
Oh yeah, just like
I
a cleanse
ten
sort
day
of thing.
fast. Yeah, I do the 10 day cleanse. And people used to think I was crazy going 10 days without eating, and that was fine. But intermittent fasting, oh, I only have to, only one day, it's fine. To me, it's like, wow, Sunday I just don't eat. Oh well, it's so much easier than a 10 day fast, So, but I think for some people, going an entire day without eating is like the end of the world. It's so frightening to think that they could starve their body for an entire day, and they still survive. So it
Well,
is like concepts that are hard for people to understand until they do it.
yeah, I guess shape is one thing, the idea of fasting is another, and the idea that weight sort of whatever, it's sort of a throwaway. Yeah, weight is in there somewhere, but it's not the most important. Yeah, I guess it's sort of counterculture to what most people are attempting to do. Did you have any trainers ask you what was going on, or?
I didn't like I work out in women's only, so I didn't really have much of that. But
Okay.
my friend who is actually he's actually gonna feature me on his fitness blog.
Oh, cool.
He was so happy. He's like, look at you before and after. This is so good. Like, you're such an inspiration. Like, I want other women to see this, So that really felt great because, he's on board with it too, And he thinks that the concepts are sound, And it's good coming from the fitness community that they see it, They see that there's results. There's no doubt about it. This program gets results from women of all ages, all sizes. Depending on how much they need to lose, how much they need to change, they will. If they follow the program, the program is so easy. That's another thing. I tell my friends this all the time. I'm like, it is the easiest thing. One, two, three, that's it. That's all you have to do. And just eat like within the calorie range, and that's it.
Did
Drink your
you
water.
did what did you do? Phase one, just the three
Yeah,
workouts?
phase one. Yeah.
Nothing else?
No.
And did you do
Except
more
for
than the regular
some
workouts or
cardio.
just the three? And no
I did the
cardio.
three. No, I did some cardio.
Oh, you did. What'd you do for cardio? Just
Yeah, I
whenever?
did just like high intensity, whatever, and like rollerblading
Oh,
and
okay.
hiking and stuff.
Oh, so
You know,
you
just
like
activities.
besides the workouts, you stayed active.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a pretty active person,
Okay,
so
good.
you know, fitness is fun, right? So for me, it's just, it's not really work, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
As soon as it's nice out, it's like, oh, what can I do with time?
Right, yeah.
So
All
yeah.
right, so what and where so what and then as far as eating goes, you did it you did eat stop eat then or no? Or intermittent fasting, like what'd you do?
Yeah, I did. I did. I wasn't consistent with the fasting.
Yeah.
I did like maybe 4 or 5, you know, throughout on
Oh,
a Sunday.
total.
Yeah. Like I didn't do. I wanted to do
Oh,
consistent
but you
every
just,
week,
yeah.
but you know, I
Yeah.
probably did like an 18-hour or something.
Right, gotcha. And so then, really, it was just low calorie days, and that's it. Yeah, did you factor in like days where you were going to eat up or not really?
Yeah. If I knew I was having an event or something like that, I would eat low and then high,
Yeah.
trying to do the weekly thing, you know,
Right,
to make sure
gotcha.
that I didn't go over my week, you know. So I pretty much cut out alcohol. Like I've really changed my eating habits too. Not as much dairy, not as much grains, pretty much rice, chicken,
Yeah,
you know.
when you're going that low, it's hard
Eat
to eat
anything.
higher caloric density foods 'cause you sort of seem to run out of food pretty quick.
Pretty quick, you
Yeah.
know. I pretty much had whey shake in the morning, soup in the afternoon, and a meal, like a substantial meal for just before the gym,
Oh,
and
and
it
then
worked for me.
that was essentially your day.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
very
about
very boring.
Yeah, it is, eh? Like
Little bit
the stuff that
slightly
works,
monotonous.
I talked to Roberta about this. The stuff that works isn't glamorous. It's just sort of, it's just
Boring.
consistency.
Consistent and boring, but you know what? It's once you're there, then, and this whole reverse taper thing, it's awesome. You know, you towards it, you have to go really low, and then as you get there, you get to eat back. You know, you get to bring things back and eat at maintenance eventually. And maintenance is so high. Once you're used to eating at 1100, I went up to 1250 because that's what it said for the calculator. And I'm up to 1250 and I can barely fit things in, you know? It's like, whoa, I don't know if I'm trying to find ways to eat more calories, you know? And it's so funny because
And that's
I'm
not
so
even
used
that
to
much
it.
more, but I guess once you
You know?
become accustomed.
Yeah, so imagine eating at 1600 eventually, you know? It's like I could eat anything I want. And that's the thing, you can eat anything you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
You're already
so,
there.
yeah. So, and what that wasn't anything new to you, or was it?
Well, I don't know. I never really thought of it in those terms. You know what I mean? Like that there was like a way to just gauge things and to know. Like I think people are so mystified, you know, that they don't understand, okay, they have to eat less calories than they burn, you know, and these kinds of things. And it's like once you actually know your number and where your body is at, it's so nice, you know, and you just have that weight lifted off your shoulders because you realize, okay, this is my number. It works for me. I'm not going to gain weight. I'm not going to lose weight. This is where I stay, you know. And it's like I can eat whatever like I want, pretty much. I can have a cheat day, you know. I like this whole cheat day thing, like eating up on like one day, eating like quite a lot of calories. I think that that's kind of good at the end when you're really low body fat, that you do have like that one day where you just kind of, it's like a refeed day, you know. It does seem to really help out. I don't know why, but you know, it seems like sometimes you just need to eat more, you know,
Yeah,
and just let yourself eat.
you do, and
Yeah.
it's not like ridiculously more. It's like somewhere around maintenance.
Yeah.
But if you've been going
Yeah.
low, that day is necessary for a few reasons. Like psychology is one thing, physiology is another. There is a bunch of interplays with different hormones as you eat low for over time that eventually you got to come back up to at least maintenance. Like we're not clearly meant to be in a deficit forever, because you'd be dead if it was a deficit. So we're meant to be more or less at maintenance. Like we're meant to be at maintenance, really. So
And that's not good for cortisol and your hormones to stay at
in a
too
deficit,
much
no,
of a deficit, right?
you can't. The things all kinds of hormones go different, and sensitivities to hormones change. If you're in a constant deficit, like it can't last forever. That's why. And then everyone's tolerance and everyone's degree of tolerance to it is just different. It just changes. So and it changes over time too. So that's why reverse tapering sort of seemed to be the answer. But some people need
So
to eat up. Go ahead.
in your opinion, how long is it good to stay in deficit for? Because that's what I've been wondering. Like, how long can I eat a deficit for? Because I want to get to a certain body fat percentage, right? But I don't want to kill my body by just being in deficit forever, you
So
know?
what do you mean when you say deficit? Do you mean like actively attempting to lose fat, or like literally how many days in a row?
You like how many months can you eat at a deficit in a row? You know, like I just ate
But you're
1,100
but
calories.
including refeeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
it's impossible. I don't think anyone even does a week without at least hitting one day of maintenance. Like whether or not you think you're doing it, we all, no matter how hard people diet, I'd say most people can't go 7 to 10 days without eating back up.
Okay, because the 6th and 7th week, I hit the wall big time, big time. And I think that that's when I actually realized that I hadn't refeed at all.
Yeah,
And
you may have been really
I had
pushing
to,
it. Yeah.
yeah, I was pushing it way too hard. And I think that, you know, it was good. My birthday came up and I ended up, you know, having a few drinks and stuff like that. And it actually probably helped me get back to being okay. Because I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that you couldn't do it, you know? Like,
I
I
would
was
say
so.
the leaner you get, the harder it is,
Yeah.
and that women in general I've seen need to refeed more often, more frequently than guys, just because of the way a woman's physiology is slightly different than a guy's as far as it's yours a woman's efficiency at burning carbohydrate versus fat during exercise and rest. It's we're different. So it's without getting really far into it, guys can seem to handle a longer deficit and still get through workouts a little bit easier, where it won't bug us as much to go longer in a deficit versus it seems like. So like for example, if a guy can make it like 8 to 10 days without really refeeding, it's like I would guess a woman could make it about 5 to 6, and
Yeah,
then
that makes sense.
as both get leaner, it contracts down to like the guys would have to eat up every 4th to 5th day, and the girls would have to eat up every 3rd to 4th day. It's like there's, and I, again, up means like up closer to maintenance, if not at maintenance, that sort of thing. So it's like you dip into a deficit, then come back up, then dip into a deficit, then come back up, and like in it's just that just seems to be what the way we're built, and so it's similar. It's just the degree, the range is a little bit different. So and as far as your overall concept, I would say if you are in fact actually eating in a deficit, or at least consistently with these refeeds, scattered in, it wouldn't be possible to go more than a few months. Like, 'cause there's only a certain number of months of body fat to burn, right? So it's
Yeah.
not like the answer couldn't be, unless you had 100 pounds to lose, the answer couldn't be anything longer than like, what could it be? 8 to 9 months? Like, if you actually were in a deficit, you'd burn it all off. And so it would normalize for everybody. So to try to answer your question, how many months could someone be in a deficit? For as many months as you have body fat to burn,
Okay,
is the
to keep
actual
it
answer.
going.
And then towards the end, the number of days you could stay deficit without a refeed keeps contracting to the point where it's like you can go one day under, one day normal, one day under, like almost like literally it gets to eat stop. It gets to the answer of what eat stop eat and intermittent fasting actually is. It's all that is one day of deficit mixed with 4 or 5 days of normal, then one day of deficit. Like that's what actually eat stop eat ends up being, is just a
Like a
couple days a
full
week deficit.
deficit, like a full day and one day of your deficit, pretty much, right?
Well, now instead of 3 days deficit, one day maintenance, you flip it to 3 days maintenance, one day deficit. So when you're
Okay.
really lean, it just comes down to you only need a couple of days.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, so that's the kind of the final stage of the concept of a reverse taper. And if you're still trying to push it leaner, it's or you could look at it another way, like you just hit it hard for a week and then take 3 weeks off, something like that. So
Which is
it's
really tough,
just at the
right?
pardon me?
Just give yourself a break once in a while.
Yeah, at the you just have to
Good for your
take
body.
you just have to take more frequent breaks out of your deficit at the end. But at some point you're just at the end. There's no It's diminishing
So much
returns,
to
right?
it.
Like, how much more effort are you going to put in to get rid of 1 more % body fat, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I think too, like for me personally, I think I'll look as I drop body fat and see how I feel about my body, but I don't think I'm gonna push to be super, super low body fat because, you know, it's not my job you know, I'm not a fitness model or anything. So it's like I don't have to reside at like this super low, you know. I don't mind having a little bit on there. It's just, you know,
Well, I mean,
where is
I've
my
got your
comfort zone?
pictures up here. I like what when you look at
I want abs, okay?
part.
I don't want like the crazy abs, but like I would like a little bit more active
Oh,
looking.
okay. Well, no, okay. No. I was just gonna say, I was gonna say, this is what, how much, like, when you look at this, like, in your mind, like, I don't know how to do it. Are you like 9/10 of the way there? Like, what, how do you view where, when you look at that, your
I just want
progress,
more
like,
definition. Like for me, it's mainly like I just would like to have more definition in my arms.
yeah.
And, you know, I think for me, the biggest change, if you look at my back shot, how much my glutes and my thighs got
Yeah,
better.
that's yeah,
Because
it's dramatically different.
that was so important to me. And that's my main problem area. And I've always tried to find something that would help that. So for me, that's a huge change. And I'm really, really excited about the results. So that makes me happy. And pretty much I just want to show a little bit more definition while resting. You know, when you're just sitting there and
Oh,
you
I
can
see.
see like a little bit of stuff there, you know, and it's not just like an arm. You know, it's like, oh, look at like a shapely arm, you
Yeah,
know?
a shapely arm. I gotcha. But in
Like just
general, you're like
minimal.
what, eight out of the 10 steps there, sort of thing in your mind, or do you,
Yeah,
yeah,
this is just to keep going. You
yeah.
know, it's
Gotcha.
not, I could stop now and I would be happy, you know, but it's like, who wants to stop? You know, it's not about that. It's like, it's a lifelong thing. You know, I'll probably have kids one day and I'll have to deal with that, you know, and I'll get older and I'll have to deal with, you know, changing metabolism, this and that. But, you know, mainly it's about getting to what I feel is my personal best and trying to maintain that the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good way to say it, and that's the healthy way to see it. And it is, and that's an acceptance that it really, it doesn't end. It's just, it's an evolving thing over time.
Yeah, it's like it's not just a contest, you know, it's a
Yeah, that's a
contest
way to, that's
to
just, that's like a, yeah, that's a stop along the way to keep
get
people motivated, but it can't just end in 12 weeks.
No.
All right, so, well, what do you have for advice for anybody listening?
Everybody else? I think blog if you can. Go to the forums, ask questions of the other girls, the ones that have gone through it. When it comes to the contest, definitely get a good photographer if you can. If you can afford it, it's for you. You know, it's your memories. It's not just for the contest. You know, those are great pictures. I get to have those for the rest of my life. When I look back, when I'm 60, I can be like, look at that, how I looked when I was 30 and I did that contest. You know, it's worth it because you did a lot to get there. You know, I worked really hard and I'm happy with it, you know, and that's how everybody should be if they decide to do this, you know, because they're doing it for themselves and they're working really hard and it's nice to have something to show. You know, that you feel proud of. And just, yeah, it's all about the eating, you know. It's like working out, you can work out, work out, work out, but if you're not eating responsibly, then you're not gonna get the results you want in the time that you want it.
Yeah, you'll just undo everything you've done in the gym.
Yeah, pretty much. Unfortunately for us too, it seems with women, it could, you know, be 2 weeks of going off the wall, you know, and we're 5 steps back. You know, a guy does that one day and he just like, you know, cuts out pop and he loses 10 pounds. You know? So I think it's being consistent.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you want to leave it there, or do you have anything else?
Yeah. No, that's great.
All right. Well,
Thanks. It was
congratulations.
really nice talking to you.
You too. And your pictures turned out really great. And thanks for being on the call. So for Naomi Clark, I'm John Barber, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.